B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Pick your eight counts. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Yes, a Friday across the Delaware Valley. Something about these Fridays, man. I feel like just stacking Fridays. You stack Fridays, and the more you stack, the closer we get to sports, the closer we get to football. I don't know about you guys, and a happy Friday to you guys, but the talk about the NBA players and now the trepidation, and I hear them. Is it really worth going if you're a player on a team? You're Damian Lillard. You're Joe Harris, right? Like we met Andrew Joe Harris yesterday. If you're one of these dudes on a team that is either out of the playoffs, has a limited chance to make the playoffs, and an even worse, a limited chance to make a run, you know, you don't want to play. You don't want to play. I kind of understand it. You're in a bubble. It's different. There's no fans. I kind of understand it. The problem is that attitude ruins it for everybody. Because you might as well just have, like 12 teams or 16 teams. I mean, or 8 teams, I mean. 4-4. And just go at it with like that. If that's the case. Because these other guys not showing up, it just wrecks it the way it feels. It feels for bogus. And I was the one arguing that there should not be an asterisk. Now, maybe the NHL is the only one that, and it sounds like they're all going to play. Now, we'll see, because it goes the same for the NHL. However, and this is a real truism, you're in hockey, it doesn't matter. You got a shot. You have a better shot as an eighth seed in the NHL than you do in the NBA. And not just a better shot, like a markedly better shot. So the eighth seed players playing makes way more sense in the NHL than it does in the NBA. And so maybe that's the only sport that's not going to be bogus. Maybe, I don't know. And maybe we look forward to that. And I start to go back and start to think about it. And I don't know about you guys. But then I start to think about football. And as much as I can't wait for Disney World and the NBA and the NHL to come back, because we just need sports coming back, the fact that the fact that they could be bogus just makes you go, just give me football, man. I think I would trade everything for football. For this year, it's a wash. If I was guaranteed, we always like these Sophie's Choice, right? If I was guaranteed football, NFL and college, but to guarantee a full season in both, I had to give up the other three for this year. You know, again, the NBA comes back in December, the NHL comes back in November, and they had played their full season. But this little summertime tournament, as cool as I think it could be, I forget baseball, they could all go to hell. As much as I miss it, 50-game season, you go right up to Gigi. If I can make sure I got football, I give up the summer. I give up the summer. I don't care. If I can make sure I get my football, NFL and college, I give up the summer. Go ahead. Don't play. Doesn't matter. You can take it all. Golf, I don't care. Just make sure I get my football. Good morning, Junis.
You're crazy.
So you wouldn't do that?
No.
Not to guarantee football?
Nope. Nope.
Full season of football?
Nope.
No spikes?
Nope.
And no?
Nope. I need this basketball tournament, even though I do think it's bogus. I need something to watch. And I need the Flyers back. I miss them dearly. I need, hopefully, what will be at least 80 games of baseball. I need all these sports because I'm starting to go crazy, Ant. I am. And I get it. Guaranteed football, full slate of football, 16 games. Extra playoffs because there's the extra playoff team. There's only one bye. I get it. I can't wait for football to come back. I'm so excited, but I'm not doing it.
All right.
Because I need to hope. I need to keep hope that I'm going to have something.
Here's the problem.
Next month as opposed to in September.
No, I get you. But here's the problem about the NBA tournament. And I love the NBA. You know me when it comes to that sport. And the Sixers, I can't wait. However, these dudes that aren't going to show, and I know that they're going to be guys that aren't going to play, it's going to give it a phony kind of feel to it. Now, it won't be phony once you get to the Eastern Conference semifinals, but it might be phony before that.
Well, yeah, the first round could be phony if guys from the eighth seed don't show up. Even before that.
And the last game, yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to do the 8 regular season games. Yeah. That's going to end up being a tune-up game for the top 4 seed plus the Sixers, I guess, because the Sixers, we believe, could make somewhat of a run in this tournament. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, the last 3 rounds, the semifinals, the conference finals, and the championship, that's not going to be bogus in terms of the play on the court. But you're right. I mean, the 8 games, there's going to be teams where they're probably fielding G League players, and that's going to be weird.
Yeah, it's going to take
away like
from
almost.
The validity of it.
Yes.
See, I'm already getting the text board messages from Jim from the Palm. Where's my creepo apology?
Wow.
You're now a creepo. I'm really not, you know. NHL's got a shot to be outrageous.
Yes, it does.
NHL could be ridiculous.
Although I do have a theory, because normally, and talking to hockey people in the past, normally that one seed usually goes out early because, you know, they played at 100%, 100 miles per hour all season long, and then they're gassed by the time the playoffs come around. They've had a layoff. They've had a long time to rest those legs. Maybe the pure talent of the one seed actually does well in the playoffs.
There's no home ice.
Correct.
All it is, I think, a coin toss. It's a coin toss.
Wow. I mean, you're probably right. I'm just wondering.
It's about who stayed in shape.
Yes.
It's about who's got veterans. It's about their system and who could fall back into their system quickly.
Who's got veterans, but who also has talented young legs.
Yes.
Right, because you're going to have to rely on a lot of younger players. Now, fortunately for the Flyers,
yes,
they have a lot of talented young legs. Because
I like the Flyers'
after the
chance.
Layoff,
I mean, I don't misconstrue anything other than I like the Flyers' chance. I want to see the Sixers go through it. Like I believe they're going to beat Boston. With every fiber of my being. So already I'm talking myself out of the trade-off.
Yes.
Really, it's just
good.
It's just a hate baseball.
Come on, man. I need it back.
I hate it.
I was watching KBO this morning.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
How's my NC Dinos? They win today?
Yes. Aaron Altair tied it, I believe.
He's on fire.
And then he scored from second.
You paying attention?
Yes, he is.
Dude, I got news for you. I love that KBO.
Yes.
I follow it.
It's very even, right? So the Dinos are, I saw them post the standings. The Dinos are 25-7, but everyone else is like right around 500.
Well, the Dinos beat up Deucin. Deucin is like a legendary squad there. They're like the Yankees.
You know who's doing really bad? The EAGLES.
Yeah, the Eagles, yeah.
They've lost 18 in a row, which ties a KBO record. 18 straight losses. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
The Manoir Eagles.
I was pulling for them. L-E-A-G-L-E-S.
I like the dinos, though. Me and little Ant are all dinoed up.
Good.
We like our NC dinos.
Yeah, I was watching it this morning really craving baseball.
I got news for you. It's actually really good. I don't say really good. It's actually decent. How's that?
It is decent.
I'm not overstating my
So thoughts. I have an absolute, not just hunger, I'm starved for baseball today. Starved after watching this morning.
I'm more into hockey and basketball. Really, football. It's Friday.
I got a memo from my Sunday league this morning saying, hey, we're thinking of starting something in July. And, you know, I got the itch. And
really?
I got the itch this morning, man.
Well, I'll go out and play. I mean, that's cool.
And watch. I can't wait for the Phillies.
I'm sure, listen, Saturday, 6:30 comes around, and I'm like twiddling my thumbs.
Exactly.
And I'm going, I wish there was a ball game.
Yeah, like we talked about the other day, the happy hour, the Saturday happy hour with a baseball game in the background.
5:30.
It's beautiful.
It's a great time for a ball game.
Yes, but again, I
hate them. I hate MLB. I'm in Uber hate mode. I don't care about, am I on the players? Yeah, I hate the players slightly less than I hate the owners. And that's slightly less than I hate Rob Manfred. They all have just ruined this game. I can't believe they're not playing. I can't believe that they're not in spring training right now, getting ready for a July 3rd reboot. I still don't even understand it. All right, lots to get to. We want to continue the theme. This is going to be a little staple of the show. I need to come up, and this is what. A little bit yesterday, we started this thing around sort of 11:30 yesterday, and we had a lot of fun with it, and we're going to continue it over the next coming weeks until we get real sports back, because what I want to do is share a sports moment with a kid. Right now, I have my two little guys, but my little one is the one who's really into it. And we started, we were talking about boxing yesterday because I showed him Hearns Hagler and a Arturo Gatti, Mickey Ward fight. It really was a round. And my little Moss loved it. He was like all into it, the whole thing. And so I want to catalog, I want to do a little bit of a summer project. And I want it to be the 1,000 moments we need to share with a kid. And so we want you to nominate a moment. And it could be, again, it could be a quarter. It could be a round of a fight. It could be we had a NASCAR race yesterday. We had a World Cup from 1984, 94. It could be anything. It could be a moment, a shift. It could be a save. You name it. But it's something that you want to show a kid. Because they're attention span now I can tell you my 7-year-old, he's got 5-minute bursts, so anything in like 5 to 7 minutes he's good. So I want to keep it like a 5-minute burst that you want to share a kid and it with a kid, and it could be local, could be national, and I want to make it my summer project where every night we spend a little time with our kids and we show them these moments, these 1,000 moments. And I'm hoping by the end of the summer, all in. That's the goal, to make them all in. So you guys with kids, you know, maybe 12 and under, 13, 14 and under, they want to spend some time, boy or girl, and want to foster the love of sports, use that. What's our hashtag?
Share a sports moment.
Share a sports moment. Hashtag share a sports moment. So we want to do that today. And if you nominate one today, the tunist will get it and you'll hear it, which is awesome. We'll have the Friday Five. Lots to get to. Cuz Radio with the tunist just getting started. Oh, man, Friday, baby. I got to tell you, I wish I was going down the shore. I got like a shore itch, even though I never really go down the shore. But like a day there. Hey, golf is back. That's right. Full weekend of golf ahead of us. Even though the trophy's reserved for the winner, the big cash winnings don't have to be to add to the excitement. There's DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And they're putting you in the center of the action with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. It doesn't get any closer to a major than this with all the heavy hitters taking the course, big drive, big approaches, hitting the greens. DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to get all your bets in for this weekend's tournament. Head to the app right now and check out all they have to offer, including player props, day-by-day action, even hole-by-hole live betting. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe, secure, and reliable betting app. You can deposit, withdraw your funds at your convenience. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds boosts and promotions throughout the weekend. You don't want to miss it. Download the top-rated Sportsbook app now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. DraftKings Sportsbook, when you sign up, use that code FANATIC. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment, no payments, and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hello.
Well, I'm right here. You're looking at me.
Oh, hey. Or should I say,
what up?
What up? You give me your hello, your Bernie hello. It was good we heard from Bernie not long ago.
Yes, we did.
That was nice cool. That was cool. All right, few things here. So we're talking about reboots and restarts, and we're talking about which of these teams has the best chance. Like, do they really have a chance? What does it mean if the Sixers make a run? What does it mean Flyers make a run? How are we going to kind of navigate through that? We are coming up with our own highlights, share a moment, sports moment with a kid, and then I got the five. Now, I got the Friday five. I want to give this to you now. All right?
All right.
The first question is, you're jonesing baseball?
Oh, yeah.
I'm jonesing football. I feel like having a football conversation, but I don't feel like doing the same nonsense. There's so much, like, repackaging of, like, nonsense.
That's all I got. That's all we got right now. I know. Repackaging.
No, I know. And listen, we're masters of it. But I want to have a football dialogue. I'm just trying to figure out what is the football dialogue. And I do know this. I want you to look ahead to the NFL season and make a prediction. Make a bold prediction for this NFL season. So I like to talk about this upcoming season. Where they're at. Yeah, I got a little bit of a
15-1.
Who 15-1?
Eagles 15-1, Super Bowl.
Who 15-1?
Just kidding. 9-7, 10-6. Playoffs.
Listen, you know, 10-6 is not out of the question. I know playoffs. The schedule's tough, especially now you get the extra wild card.
Eagles are making the playoffs this year.
Yeah, that's my expectation.
Say that with my chest out.
I expect that. I completely expect them to make the playoffs. You ready?
What we got?
sports epiphany. This is all for the other day when I had a sports epiphany that everything I saw growing up was inferior to today. And not just inferior, but markedly inferior to today.
Like not kicking field goals on the 20-yard line in overtime?
Yes. Now, I might have overdone it. I got a lot of beefs. A lot of people have beefs with me over John Elway. Because I had the Elway thing, and I might have denigrated John Elway a little bit. You know, might have done that. I didn't mean to, but whatever. What is your sports epiphany? What's the one? When you look back, you've had all this time to think.
Right.
What's your sports epiphany? Now, I might have went overboard the other day, but I do have an appreciation for what's going on now with sports. A major appreciation. Especially it's gone. I miss it dearly. Question number three. You get one big change in any of the 4-for-4 land. What's the next big change in 4-for-4 land? And what's the change you want to make? So the one you expect and the one you want to make. All right?
Okay.
It's interesting, right? You think about the next big change. Like, what is the next big change?
Brett Brown.
Well, you know, that's the one you want to make.
That's the next big change I expect.
Yeah? All right.
I can't expect it because, there's the reports that, it's already June and, you know, there's going to be a shortened off season, so you're going to find a new coach. Like, I get that. That's real. That's there. But if the Sixers play poorly again in this little tournament and there are guys sitting out, it's time to move on. And I expect that. That's not I want. That's more so than I expect.
All right. Now, you've heard the idea that with the season starting in December, it might be difficult.
Right. Short off season. Yeah.
Now, again, you can take that. That's off the table. Question number four. You know, during this pandemic and shutdowns, been tough on our local bars, restaurants, eateries, hangouts. We're very provincial when it comes to our hangout or restaurant, our bar, our corner, our local.
Yes.
Give some love today to your local bar, restaurant, wherever the place that you hang out at.
All right.
Give some love. Tell us the name and the best thing about that.
A little
place.
Shout out. That's cool. I like that.
Right? Help out people. Get awareness during the coming off of the pandemic.
I love that.
Coming off of the lockout.
What happens when you have like many corner bars that make you round out?
Just pick one.
I got you.
All right. Just pick one. And then finally, you get to take the vocation from any TV character. Like, you get to do a job from any TV character. Now, I bring this up because this freaking Homeland, I can't stop watching it. Now, I like the spy stuff. I love spy stuff. I love, like, they're in Berlin, and they're going to Copenhagen, and they're going to Amsterdam, and they're spies and terrorists and Russians, and I love it. I love that. Like, that's the job I would want. That's the vocation I would want.
All right.
The best is they have, like,
spy?
They have the getaway plan, right? They all do. All these agency ghosts. They all have the escape plan that includes like a couple hundred grand in cash.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Multiple passports, some guns.
It's all provided to you.
Well, right.
You're not even doing the work for it.
No, that's your, you put that away in case you got to be on the run. And then you wind up living in some island in the South Pacific. I've read way too many spy novels, and I've watched this. So I'm watching a Homeland. So I go, man, that would be awesome. Sitting at a cafe, trying to hunt, you know, KGB. until you get shot in the head, then you're done.
Yeah,
the glamour's done, right? That's why it's a TV vocation.
Oh, then I got the perfect
job. All right, you get to have your own TV vocation. That's a great question.
Yes, it is. And I got a great answer.
You do?
Yes.
Already?
Yeah.
I didn't even give you the question. I'm just laying it out here.
Yeah, I got the perfect answer.
What do you got?
Well, my life's safe, and I'm making boatloads of money when necessary. You watch Breaking Bad. The vacuum dude that sets up the person's second life.
Oh, yes.
He just gets boatloads of cash.
Yes.
He just gets hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Has a vacuum shop on the side.
Right.
And just goes, all right, be there at 8 a.m. That's all he does.
Yeah.
And he's making 100 grand.
Yeah, but listen, he's got to go. He's got to get you a passport.
Yeah.
He's got to get you out of the country.
That's fine.
He's got to set you up.
We set him up for a cabin in Alaska.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I could do that.
Could you?
Yeah.
You could be a vacuum man?
Yeah, I could be a vacuum man. I just got to do some
studies. That's great. You're right. It's a great vocation.
He's not getting shot in the head, like you said. He's not the guy sipping coffee.
Yeah, but who knows, though? There's a big risk there.
What's the risk?
Not everybody's, you know, Walter White.
It's true.
Yeah. You know? You cut him a guy and the guy's unhappy, you're getting shot in the head. You're back to being a spy like me.
That's true.
It's not good.
You know, I feel safe being my vacuum shop.
I'm telling you, you don't have to. You're not as safe as you think you are.
No, I'm pretty safe.
Especially if you're dealing with criminals.
Yeah, they're on the run. They don't want their, you know, their names being out there.
Yeah, but if you fail them, you're doomed.
Well, no, I will be smart enough to plan it out where I will not fail.
I don't know, dude. Listen,
I have my escape plans.
All right.
In real life. Never know. I might piss somebody off saying that the Eagles might win or lose.
You have your escape plan?
I got to get out of here.
Where is it? Lithuania?
I can't talk about it. If I told you, I'd have to, you know.
Is it
take you out.
Vilnius?
No, because that's too known. People are like, oh, dude, he's in Lithuania.
Why? You're not going to Vilnius?
I can't.
Come on, man.
That would be the first place people would look if I'm outside the country.
I don't know, dude. I think you're going to Vilnius. I think this is all ruse. I think we'll find you behind the Tony Soprano statue and at the train station in Vilnius.
Yes, yes.
That's the first place I look.
I'm actually making the rest of the cast. That'd be my job. Making statues. Like Paulie Walnuts and all those guys. Yeah.
First place I look, man.
The whole crew at the train station.
The greatest character that I've seen in a long time is in that homeland is a character named Quinn.
Good name, Quinn.
And I'm way out on the show. So if you've watched the show years ago, you're already just talking about this now. I somehow picked it up during the lockdown because we're all looking for shows to watch. And then I never saw it. That's how I picked it up. But this guy, Quinn, is the greatest character ever. He's an assassin. You gotta love an assassin.
Yeah.
But he's like a good guy assassin.
He's a cool dude. Right? Yeah, that's fine. And have a beer with him afterward.
And he's a badass. You know, he has his hands are lethal weapons type of deal. The martial arts the secret martial art where he could kill you with one swipe backhand, you know, the juggler, whatever he's going after to get you.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with him.
Got quick hands. All right, there's your...
What was the first one again? Just like a write.
Well, you forgot it?
Well, I miswriting
it
down.
It's in bold NFL prediction.
Okay, bold prediction.
Bold NFL prediction.
I'm going to tweet it out at 975 middays. You guys can also play around there. And also Anthony L. Gargano. We'll do 975 The Fanatic.
All right.
At Ace Altunas 975.
Tweet out those five questions. And that is your Friday five for today.
I have a sports epiphany, too.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know how good I feel about it, but I have one.
And you can't have we can't have Brett Brown answers the whole time.
No, we can't.
The next big change. What is the next big change that's going to happen? I was thinking about that.
Phillies GM?
I was hoping that. That's the one I want. I want him out. I don't know. I like the kid. I think you had to take the kid. I thought it was a good pick.
Yeah. Nice name.
I do worry about his delivery.
Yeah, I get the concerns.
We'll see how good they are as far as development.
Gotta love a 94-mile-per-hour sinker. Yeah. Starts in the middle and then goes down the guy's ankles.
That dives like that?
Yes.
Wow.
Gotta love that.
That could be nasty.
That's Arrieta, but Arrieta's is like 88
exactly.
miles per hour.
Well, guess what? Jake was outrageous back in the day.
In Chicago?
The Cubs.
Yeah.
He was an incredible pitcher.
You get prime Arrieta here with Mick Abel? I'm in.
He was an incredible pitcher. Incredible pitcher. All right, let's kick it off the phone line, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. It's Cuz Radio with the Chulis and Frank in Westchester gets it started. Frankie, early today. Frank, hello.
Good morning. I was busting at the seams yesterday. I got to give you an attaboy, Ant. That topic. Woof. Nothing like sharing sports with our kids and wait to that.
Right.
And watching. Like, my best Father's Day, Ant, guys, was when my middle daughter scored 18 in an AAU game.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah. Of course, I was coaching, and I had him feed her all the time. But hey. So, before I get into my bust-out throwback, by the way, that round between Gotti and Ward yesterday, I had to take a nap. I mean, that was outrageous.
Wasn't it? Back and forth. But they didn't have the energy at the end of the round to hold their hands up.
Gotti kept coming. The intestinal fortitude. So, I got some ones that'll blow Mossy's mind, but I'll start with an obvious one, and it's very popular. It's the beginning of your show. Joe Buck's call at Matt Stairs' home run was epic. It literally went into the night, and I'm picturing it. I got chills. I swear that ball orbited Earth. I mean, it was beautiful.
It was. Beautiful, into beautiful the night call. is one of the great all-time calls. I know Matt Stairs made the rounds yesterday, but that was one of the great ones. It really was.
And Joe Buck, I don't know why he could tape. He seems like a great guy, but I love that. So, okay, here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
November 20th, 1982, you're looking live at a Cal Berkeley Stadium where it's a clear, crisp autumn day. Bet the over, guys. Stanford Cal, cuz, right?
Oh, wow. The band.
John Elway leads. Very good. John Elway leads them to a. They kick a field goal 6 seconds left, go up 2019. They get a flag for charging the field, so they got to kick off. Stanford marching band starts marching on the field. They return the kick. Five laterals. The guy runs it in. Dude knocks over some trombone dude, and they win the game.
Are you ready for this, Frankie? Take a listen to the play.
Wow.
Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline. Another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to duel a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. Oh, the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone. He's going to go into the Bears. The Bears have won. The Bears have won. Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
Oh, man, that's good, Frankie. Way to get us started on a Friday, brother.
Can I give you one more or no?
What do you got?
Well, okay, I'll give you two quick ones.
No. I got to go. You got to give me one more.
All right. Well, all right. Bill Campbell calling Wilt's 100-point game. That's got to blow Mossy away. Some dude scores 100.
Yes, that's a great one. The 100-point game. Frankie, you nailed it. Great job, my brother. Have a great weekend. The 100-point game, without a doubt, it's got to be there. Some sort of anthology. But in the 1,000 moments we share with our children, the 1,000 moments, a summer project for us. Hashtag share sports moment. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Got some open lines. Take the 5. What's your vote? By the way, text board dispute on the vacuum job. That is way dangerous.
Really?
Yeah. We'll discuss it.
I don't think so.
It's all about the Magster, man. Not a Magster. I love this product. A 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. It's sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. What do you want to throw to Magster? You want to throw anybody to Magster? You feeling Magsterish?
Huh, that's a good question.
I'm in like a peaceful Friday mood. I don't really have many beefs today.
You can always just throw Rob Manfred in there and the rest of the baseball crew.
Yeah, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of even talking about
it. He's got prime real estate there.
Yeah, he already lives in the Bagster.
How about the Simmons trolls every picture he posts?
Yeah, I don't blame him, though. I wish they wouldn't, but I can't throw him in the Bagster. Hey, you're working on some landscaping? Or are you cleaning out the garage, the attic, doing some organizing? Maybe doing some upgrades to the bathroom or the, you know, any part of the house, the bag's the bag, man. It's the way to do it. It's a great product. Again, you can find it at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. It's got the strength of those metal dumpsters, but not unsightly. And it's so easy. Just buy it, fill it, you schedule your collection, and poof, it's gone. There's no time limits. Completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find a store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with a Magster dumpster in the back.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What is this?
Flipping? DMX?
Yeah. Yeah. Cuz ready with the tunis. Holly on the gram has a good one to share, a real good one of the 1,000 sports moments to share. The Boosh save on Patrick Elias. Remember Patrick Elias? We hated him. And it was game 3 of the 99-2000. He falls back. He makes the save with his glove. His helmet falls off. Man, that's a good one. And he robs Elias. Oh, that's good, Holly. Great one right there.
You mean this one?
Save with the helmet, makes the save of the hockey game, and maybe the show.
stars on a loop there.
That was outrageous. Dude, that's great work by you, too. You know, he's an underrated, what's his name? He does NHL for ESPN.
Levy?
Yeah, Steve Levy. He's really good.
Yes, I agree.
I like Steve.
One of the highlights yesterday. Or you know what? We didn't play it. It was the shift from Giroux. Somebody was on the line, and I was going to have it ready. And
we got to play that.
I have it. I just got it.
Yes.
2 seconds.
All right. Well, wait a second. Hold on. We'll play it because I don't want to just burn through it. All right. I like to savor it. But that's he's good. Steve Levy's good. He's better doing NHL and college football. I don't know why they stick him at SportsCenter. I like him doing games. Let's go back to the phones we go. Let's go to Brian in the Northeast. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, cuz?
Oh, it's early for you, Brian.
It is. I got up early today.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, a little low on work. I know you were talking about Gotti Ward. I had tickets to Gotti Ward, too. But another great Gotti fight is Ivan Robinson from Philadelphia. Both of them.
Oh, that's right. You're right on.
Ivan Robinson. He was a pretty good.
I mean, yes.
Great fighter. He actually should have beat. I thought he beat Chavez.
Yes. You're right about that. That's a good call by you.
He was a good fighter. We're about the same age, a little bit
older. Yeah.
You know, you'd always kind of follow the guys from the city.
Yeah, I always say. It's amazing, man. Philly boxers were, it was true. We had some great fighters.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely underrated. I mean, he was, you know, at a good time of the, I guess they're welterweights. I don't remember what the weights are. They changed the weights so much. I don't remember. That's one of the problems of boxing. You don't even know anybody's weight is. But I'm a boxing guy. Over MMA. It's hard for me to get into the MMA. I like it, but I don't love it.
I want it. It's one of those things where I'd like to get in. I really would like to get into it even more.
Yeah, me too. To me, it's not, and this is going to offend people, it's not a sport. There's no rules. You need rules to have a sport. I'm not saying they're not athletic and it's not dangerous and they're not tough, but I don't know if it's a sport. You know, the only rules are to save somebody's life, not actual, I don't know, but. Yeah, I watch it when it's on, but if there's a boxing match, I miss good boxing.
So do I. Yeah, I do too.
There's no Blue Horizon. I was at. I don't know if you went to the Temple matches that were recent.
Oh my God! It was incredible. Incredible. Yeah. I missed the Blue Horizon though. Man, you're right on. That was awesome.
The Blue Horizon was awesome. I got a sports moment. I mean, it's I got to put it up there. Lidge, final pitch. When they won game 5.
Well, that's a legendary one. Yes.
Yeah, that's got to be listed.
Yes, it does. I got it down there. You right on.
Can I get the 5, cuz?
Yeah, of course you can. NFL prediction. What do you got?
Eagles Super Bowl.
Eagles Super Bowl! I love it. Give me your sports epiphany that you've had recently.
That I could watch any sport at any time. I was watching cricket.
Dude, this is why you're great at the 5. That's so on point. Because I find myself, I told you last week, watching the Bundesliga. And now we have the Italian League back today.
Yeah, I'm a big...
And then La Liga yesterday.
Yeah, La Liga was yesterday. I caught that.
When's the EPL? That's what, Saturday?
Tomorrow? Or is it today? Wait, what's today?
Friday.
Today's 12. Tomorrow.
Here we go.
All
right. Give me the next. I'm KBO. I'm all in on Korean baseball. That's why your answer is dead on. Give me the next big change in Philadelphia sports.
Next big change. Philly's get a new general manager.
I like that. Give some love to your favorite bar, restaurant, hangout.
Macaroni's in the Northeast.
Macaroni's in the Northeast. What kind of place is it?
It's an Italian place. It's not Macaroni Grill.
Gotcha.
Macaroni's. It's the original, the the owners now went to the high school I went to. The original owners, he has a place in Vegas now in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, cool. Good for him.
The guy he used to do a show with, his cousin.
Oh, Martirano's.
Yes. Martirano was the original owner.
And okay.
It still has the same menu. Martirano's menu.
I got you. That's cool. All right, finally, give me the vocation that you'd like from a television show.
I'd like to be a consultant for Barone Sanitation.
A consultant for Barone Sanitation. That is awesome. And you and Tony sitting there in the back office. Maybe they'll have a statue of you, Brian, in Vilnius. Oh, that's classic. I love it. Great stuff, Bri. Have a great weekend, man. Hey, he aced the five there, Tunis. By the way, you want to be a vacuum guy. You think it's not dangerous.
No.
Nikki says this on the text board. The vacuum job is completely dangerous. How about the criminal who goes to the vacuum man to get info about a previously hidden criminal that he has a vendetta with? Then the vacuum man finds himself duct taped to a metal chair with dentistry instruments all around him. How about that? Painted that picture.
Wow, how about that?
They're going to work on you.
That's very interesting.
With a pair of pliers and a blowtorch.
But only so few people know about the vacuum man.
The whole underworld knows about the vacuum man.
I don't know.
John Wick.
Saul Goodman knew about the vacuum man and told people about the vacuum man.
Dude, everybody knows the vacuum man. If you're in the underworld, the vacuum man is like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but I think they respect the vacuum man.
Come on, man.
They know not to mess with the vacuum man, because when they need the vacuum man themselves, well, they just whacked him. He's gone. Hey, you gotta find a new vacuum man.
Listen.
You guys find the Swiffer man.
There's always the old saying about no honor among thieves and killers.
True.
What are you going to do? You're going to put yourself out there? There is a vendetta and somebody wants information. Where did you put so-and-so at? He came to you and you deny him? And the next thing, he's offered you a Chesterfield.
I don't know, man. I think they respect the vacuum, man. Because they may need one themselves one day.
I think Nikki's right. I think
Nick's wrong.
You're crazy to be the vacuum,
you
man.
You need the vacuum, man. You're not going to find one the next town over.
John Wick, man. John Wick. They all know who John Wick was. Same thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.